嘅經文喺《使徒行傳》13:1-4，你聽神嘅話語。
在安提柯的教會中，有幾位先知和教師，就是巴拿巴和稱呼尼結的西面、古尼內人路求與分封之王希律同樣的馬念並素羅。他們侍奉主禁食的時候，聖靈說要為我分派巴拿巴和素羅去作我照他們所作的工。於是禁食禱告，按手在他們頭上，就打發他們去了。他們既被聖靈差遣，就下到西流基，從那裡坐船往居比路去。好高興我們今天有 Dr. Gordon Smith 和大家證道，有唐福文牧師和我們做傳譯的。證道的題目是「上帝到底在做什麼？」請 Dr. Gordon Smith。
Good morning. I'm very delighted to be with you on this occasion.
大家早晨，好开心啊，能够喺呢度同大家系见面。
I have very fond memories of many years ago when I had the opportunity to be the interim preaching pastor for the English congregation here at VCAC.
当我从前喺度做英文堂嘅过渡嘅讲道牧师嘅时候咧，俾我带嚟好甜蜜嘅回忆。
And thus grateful for the opportunity to come back and bring you greetings from Ambrose University and Seminary in Calgary.
好高兴啊，能够翻到嚟当中，亦都系代表加格里呢个 Ambrose 大学向大家问安。
I believe deeply that we are in ministry together between the university and seminary and this local church.
我相信系神学院同埋地方教会咧系携手嘅一同嘅嚟工作。
As we are asking the question, in what ways is God calling us to participate in the mission of God in the world?
我哋问咧，神今日点样喺世界上面呼召我哋一同嘅嚟差传咧？
We need to ask that question regularly.
我哋要经常问呢个问题。
What on earth is God doing?
神今日喺地上系做乜嘢咧？
What new frontiers and opportunities are emerging for the church?
教会嘅前边有咩新嘅机会咧？
What is the changing character of global mission?
这个世界宣教有什么特色在这里改变呢？
What is the Holy Spirit doing in our time?
圣灵今天在我们这里有什么工作？
I find it very encouraging to go to the text that was just read for us in the book of Acts.
刚才我们读的《使徒行传》给我一个很大的启示。
In the book of Acts chapter 13, we find the church in Antioch doing something very interesting.
在这个《使徒行传》的13章给我们看到神在做一些很有特别的工作。
Up until that point, mission emerged from Jerusalem.
直至到那天呢，宣教是从耶路撒冷开始。
Anybody who was sent out to do evangelism or missions was being sent from Jerusalem.
所有被差出去的都是从耶路撒冷那里开始。
But then we come to Acts 13 and something new emerges.
但是当我们看到在使徒行传13章的时候，一个新的开始。
The Jerusalem church assumed that they would preach the gospel to Jews.
耶路撒冷的犹太人呢，就想着只是向他们自己的同胞来传福音。
But here in Acts 13, the Antioch church discerns that they've preached the gospel to the Gentiles.
但是在使徒行传13章，让我们看到这个安提柯的教会呢，是向外邦人来传福音。
And we read that the church was together in prayer and fasting, and they discerned the calling of the Spirit to this new opportunity, this new frontier.
当教会同嘅系祷告禁食嘅时候，我就发觉到一个新嘅前面嘅机会。
And so we read verse 3 that they set hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them on their way.
第三次讲到佢哋按手就将保罗同埋巴拿多系差出去。
And in verse 4 we read that the Holy Spirit sent them on their way.
第四节我睇到系圣灵系差遣佢哋出去。
Which one was it? The Holy Spirit or the church in Antioch?
究竟系安提柯教会啊，抑或系圣灵差遣呢
？Of course, it was both.
当然系两样都系啦。
The church in Antioch responding to the call of the Holy Spirit and in the power of the Holy Spirit did what they were being called to do.
教会同埋圣灵一同嘅系差佢哋出去。
So we went from Jerusalem to Antioch.
我哋由呢个耶路撒冷到呢安提柯教会。
But when we come to the end of the book of Acts, the focus is not Jerusalem or Antioch, but Rome.
但当我们看到这个《使徒行传》是最后 結束嘅時候咧，唔係安提柯教會啦，而係羅馬。
It does not take long when you're reading the book of Acts that you recognize that the Apostle Paul is on his way to Rome.
當我哋睇呢個使徒行傳嘅時候咧，我哋發覺到保羅咧好快脆咧就已經去到羅馬啦。
And even in his letters, he talks about how he needs to raise money, for example, amongst the Philippians in order to go to Rome.
因為咧喺佢嘅書信當中咧都講到佢喺呢個腓立比教會點樣係要收集一啲嘅捐款，以至能夠去到羅馬。
But the end was not Rome. He was going to Rome for something that was beyond Rome.
但係佢嘅終點唔係羅馬，而係超越遠過係羅馬。
As he himself indicates, he hopes to evangelize in Spain from Rome.
因為佢希望從呢個羅馬而係去將福音傳到去西班牙。
So that the epicenter of global mission shifts from Jerusalem to Antioch to Rome.
而當時呢個嘅福音咧，由呢個耶路撒冷安提柯而去到羅馬。
And for the next millennium, for centuries indeed, Rome is the epicenter of global mission.
咁跟住以後嗰一千年咧，呢個羅馬就成為呢個福音傳開嘅中心。
Missionaries went from Rome to all parts of Europe.
而呢個嘅宣教士咧，從羅馬去到世界嘅歐洲各地。
And you can tell from my surname, I'm of British descent.
睇到都係知道，但係波倫牧師咧，佢係從呢個係英國。
And the first missionaries that came to Britain were from Rome.
呢啲英國嘅宣教士從邊度嚟咧？羅馬。
But by the 17th and 18th century, another shift happened.
十七、十八世紀嘅時候有另一個嘅轉變。
In those centuries, the vast majority of global missions happened from the Iberian Peninsula, what we think of as Spain and Portugal today.
喺嗰個嘅年代咧，好多嘅宣教士從呢個伊比利亞半島，即係今日嘅西班牙同埋葡萄牙嗰度嚟。
The vast majority of missionaries that were going to Asia, Africa, and Latin America were coming from what is now Portugal and Spain.
呢個就係我哋今日叫做嘅西班牙同埋葡萄牙，係當時差發咗好多宣教士去到呢個歐洲、拉丁美洲各地。
But by the 19th century, another shift happened.
到十九世紀嘅時候咧，有另一個嘅改變啦。
If you ask who were the missionaries of the 19th century, where did they come from?
十九世紀嘅時候，啲宣教士從邊度去咧？嚟咧？
The vast majority of them, in fact, when you read missionary biographies or heroes from the 19th century, they're coming from Great Britain.
大部分嘅呢啲嘅宣教嘅偉人咧，都係從英國係差出去。
Whether it's David Livingstone going to Africa or Hudson Taylor going to China, they were coming from what is now the United Kingdom.
無論係戴德生、李雲斯頓，都係從英國係差出去。
But in the 20th century, another shift happened.
但係到二十世紀嘅時候，有另一個嘅轉變啦。
When you look to the 20th century, the vast majority of global missionaries were coming from the United States and Canada.
二十世紀大部分嘅宣教士從美國同埋加拿大係差出去。
And our denomination, the Christian and Missionary Alliance, was part of that movement.
我哋呢個宣道會亦都係呢一個嘅運動當中嘅一個嘅成員。
Established here in North America in the late 19th century, it was one of the major sending agencies for missionaries in the 20th century.
宣道會係喺十九世紀嘅後期係成立呢個嘅差傳嘅工作。
And my parents were part of that.
我嘅父母亦都係喺宣道會當中係宣教。
My parents left Canada and went as missionaries to Ecuador in South America in the 1950s.
喺1950年嘅時候，我父母去到厄瓜多爾嗰度嚟做宣教士。
And that's where I grew up.
我喺嗰度係出成長。
And they were part of literally hundreds of people who went from Canada and the United States to do evangelism and church planting around the world.
佢哋係呢從北美洲差出去嘅成千上百嘅宣教士當中嘅兩位。
And my wife and I, we went as Alliance missionaries in the 1980s to the Philippines.
1980年嘅時候，我同太太都去到菲律賓做宣教嘅工作。
But even then, my wife and I recognized that a change was coming.
但係喺嗰個時候咧，我已經發覺到呢個世界嘅宣教工作在改變。
I taught in a theological seminary in Manila, for example, in the Philippines.
喺呢個馬尼拉地方，我係教神學。
And then later on, I went to visit Cambodia.
後來我去到柬埔寨嗰度。
And while I was in Cambodia, I realized that most of the missionaries to Cambodia were not coming from North America.
當我喺柬埔寨嘅時候，我發到大部分嘅宣教士都唔係從北美差出去嘅。
That is, it seems to me that there was a change happening as we moved into the 21st century.
好似當我哋踏入廿一世紀嘅時候，好似呢個世界嘅宣教有一個嘅改變。
And what I want to ask is this:
我想问一个问题。
Are we all again in a time of a significant paradigm shift?
今日我哋喺一个世界改变嘅范畴当中咧。
We look back to the 17th and 18th century, the Iberian Peninsula.
当我哋睇翻17、18世纪呢个嘅伊比利亚半岛嘅时代。
The 19th century, the British movement towards missions.
19世纪系英国呢个宣教嘅中心嘅时代。
The 20th century, the United States and Canada is the epicenter of global mission.
20世纪就系加拿大同美国成为呢个宣教中心嘅时代。
But step back and ask the question, what's happening now?
今日当我哋系谂一谂嘅时候
，I'm going to identify what I at least see to be three distinct movements of our generation.
我睇到喺呢个世代有三个嘅改变。
Three ways in which we might respond to the question, what on earth is the Spirit doing?
有三个嘅问题，我哋要睇一睇究竟圣灵今日喺度做咩咧？
And I want to ask, can we do like what the Book of Acts, what Church in Antioch did? Can we have the courage to discern what the Spirit is doing and respond?
我哋能够好似喺呢个使徒行传安提柯教会能够系体贴到圣灵嗰个嘅俾我哋嘅指示咧？
Here are the three ways it seems to me that at least catch my attention that God is at work in our world.
因为我睇到喺度有三样嘅神今日喺呢个世界上面嘅工作。
First of all, the epicenter of global mission is shifting yet again.
今日我睇到嘅其中一样就系呢个世界宣教嘅中心再一次嚟转移。
The majority of Christian missionaries globally are no longer coming from the United States and Canada.
大部分嘅宣教士再唔系从美国系被差出去。
They're coming from China, Korea, India, Brazil.
佢系从呢个巴西、印度、中国、韩国。
These are the primary sending agencies, mission agencies of our generation.
呢个系今日世代主要差派宣教士嘅国家。
Missionaries are still going from North America.
当然，宣教士仍然从北美洲系被差出去。
But the vast majority of missionaries are now coming from what is typically spoken of as the global south.
但系今日大部分咧，从呢个喺世界上面系从南边嚟嘅国家系差呢个嘅宣教士。
And so we need to be asking the question, well then, what does that mean for us?
咁我呢个问我自己，咁呢个对于我哋今日有咩意义咧？
We still want to participate in the purposes of God in the world.
我哋仍然好想参加呢个系世界福音嘅行列。
But if the epicenter of global mission has shifted, well then, what are the implications for the church in Canada?
如果呢个差传嘅中心已经系转移到啦，我哋加拿大今日系做咩嘢咧？我哋？
A number of years ago, I listened to Michelle and Murray Dirksen talk about their experience in Latin America.
咁喺好多年前咧，我听我哋嘅宣教士啊 Dirksen.
I see a picture of them. I see a picture of them on the bulletin board, actually just outside of the sanctuary.
我哋教会都有将佢哋呢个嘅卡系粘咗出嚟。
They were until a few years ago the regional directors for the Alliance in Canada for Latin America.
直至到几年前咧，佢都系呢个拉丁美洲我哋宣道会呢个嘅宣教嘅主任。
And they described a meeting that they had with the leaders of the Chile Church, the Christian and Missionary Alliance in Chile.
佢同我分享佢同呢个智利啊宣道会呢个差传工作嘅一啲嘅分享。
And they observed about how these leaders in Chile were talking about the opportunities that they had in Venezuela.
咁从智利咧，佢睇到呢个委内瑞拉呢个福音宣教嘅机会。
And realized that indeed Canada is now called to support the Chilean Church in the ministry that they had.
今日咧，我睇到喺加拿大，好似系支持呢个嘅智利嘅工作，好似佢哋支持呢个委内瑞拉工作一样。
And I'm intrigued by that question.
呢个俾我一啲嘅系迷惑。
How is the church in Chile uniquely positioned to reach people in Venezuela?
点样呢个嘅智利啊，佢能够好战略性嘅，能够系将呢个福音传到去委内瑞拉咧
？And then, of course, how can we help, support, and encourage them to do what only they can do?
我怎么能够是帮助鼓励他们只有他们才能够做的福音工作呢
So one movement of the Spirit in our day is the epicenter of global mission is shifting yet again.
今天我看到这个福音差传的中心再一次在这里移动。
But secondly, there's something else that is also emerging.
另外一样我看到在这里移动的。
Typically, whenever we think of global mission, we think of people who are called to evangelism and church planting.
当我哋讲到呢个世界宣教嘅时候，我哋讲到我哋派人去到好远嘅地方嚟建立教会。
But what is emerging is that God is calling people into business, education, and the arts.
大家我睇到神系透过呢个嘅商业、教育，甚至系文艺嚟将福音传开。
And that those who are called into these occupations are participants also in the mission of God.
在这些的职业当中的神仍然可以呼召他们来做这个差传的工作。
We see this even at Ambrose University, for example.
在 Ambrose 大学我们都同样看到。
When I was the dean of Canadian Bible College, the earlier iteration of Ambrose University in the 1990s,
当我们仍然在这个加拿大圣经学院的时候，我当时是这个学术的主任。
Our mission statement said to train workers for the worldwide work of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
当时我们这个在加拿大圣经学院就说我们要为到宣道会训练这些的工作人士。
We were training and equipping pastors.
我们是去装备牧者。
And of course, we were equipping people for global ministry and evangelism and church planting.
当然我们都是装备这些世界的工作和这个建立教会的牧者。
Now it's very important to stress that we still do this.
我要再重申的，这个我们仍然今天仍然都是做这工作。
Ambrose Seminary is one of the leading theological seminaries in Canada.
Ambrose 大学呢，是加拿大一个是领导的神学院。
We teach in both English and Mandarin.
我们用英文和国语来
授课。We equip women and men for pastoral ministry and leadership within congregations.
我们仍然都是装备这些男的、女的来做这个全时间的工作。
We're a leading theological seminary when it comes to intercultural ministry in Canada and globally.
我们都是很着重这个是超越文化的这个宣教工作。
But just down the hall from the seminary, there's the School of Business.
但是在我们这个神学院的隔壁呢，有这个是商业学院。
With a vision for God's call on business people to participate in the mission of God.
同时我们装备这些是商科的学生去为神工作。
My father would have assumed that if you're called into business, he hopes you make a lot of money to support his ministry.
我爸爸的时代呢，话呢，如果你读商科呢，你赚多啲钱来支持教会工作。
But now we're realizing that no, your actual work of doing business is a participation in the mission of God.
今日呢，我哋咧教导就系话咧，你嘅工作可以成为你传福音嘅机会。
And if you go across the way into another building at Ambrose University, you have the education program.
在我们的大学也有一个是教育学院。
These are young people doing degrees who anticipate that they're going to teach in the public schools of Canada.
这些是装备，这些将来在公校当中做老师的。
Are they called by God to do this?
神是不是呼召他们做这些工作呢？
For certain they are.
当然是了。
And then you keep going around the building and you come to the music and theater department.
另外有一个是音乐学院，在大学。
Young people called into the arts.
很多的年轻人是呼召去到这个音乐当中来服侍。
Who are participating in the mission of God in the world.
他仍然是在这个世界的差传当中能够是有一份。
And in my mind, I'm going around the building and I come now to the biology and biochemistry department.
甚至我去到这个生物学院。
And these are emerging generation of leaders who are going to go into medicine and kinesiology.
这些是将来入到去这个医科的医疗的。
And then last but not least, I come to behavioral science, sociology, and psychology.
最后是去到心理学、行为学院。
And what's happening here is an emerging generation of leaders who want to go into social work.
将来呢，有些的神兴起一些人呢，是在这个社工当中来服侍。
With their deep passion to connect with the underclass within our society.
因为这些人呢，希望能够跟这些低下层的人呢，能够有一个接触。
And everywhere you go, people have the sense of this is my calling, and this is where I'll participate in what God is doing in my world.
在不同的职业当中，神都对我们有不同的呼召来服侍。
But I want to come back briefly to the business program.
我想回来讲这个是商科。
Mark Jones is the Alliance Regional Director for Southeast Asia.
这个Jones 是我们宣道会在东南亚一个的会长。
And when he visits Ambrose University, he's coming down the hall.
当他来探我们大学的时候呢，他就来。
I ask him, are you going to turn right to the seminary or turn left to the School of Business?
咁我问咧，你喺学校当中，你想嚟睇呢个商业学院咧，因为睇神学院咧
？And what he's going to do though is visit with faculty in our ministry and theology program as well as our business program.
咁佢话咧，我两方面嘅教授咧，我都想嚟。
Because he's so keen to see emerging business leaders.Who will partner with those in evangelism and church planting in Southeast Asia? And so, what deeply moves me is the privilege of being the president of Ambrose University and Seminary. Is that young people, emerging leaders, are coming both in theology and ministry as well as in their professions.
看到很多年轻人，他不单止是读神学，亦都在他的职业当中能够是装备。
Who are going to participate in the kingdom purposes of God in the world?
我能够是在神在这个地上的天国当中能够来参与。
I could have used an amen right there.
我想大家都讲阿门。
But maybe you don't say amen.
但你都咁鬼安静嘅你哋。
But it would have fit in very nicely right there.
对，大家讲句 amen， 大声啲。
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Norman. Encourage them. Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Thirdly.
第三点。
So first, I noted the shifting paradigm of global mission to the global south.
第三点，第点我睇到系呢个福音。差傳的中心是移到去世界的南部。
And then secondly, I noted the emerging partnership between those called into ministry and business in global mission.
第二點是看到神是呼召很多用他的職業來做傳福音。
But there's another major change happening as well.
有第三點很主要的改變。
And we see it very keenly right here in Vancouver.
我們特別溫哥華看得特別的清楚。
When I was a seminary student back in the 1970s, we more or less assumed that Canada was a Christian country.
1970年，当我仍然系神学院嘅时候，我就觉得我当加拿大一个基督教嘅国家。
And if you were going to be involved in missions, well, then you were going to leave Canada and go to, as we put it, the regions beyond.
咁样你做差传咧，一定要去到远方嘅地方嚟做宣教士。
You were going to go far away to preach the gospel.
要去到好远嘅地方嚟传福音。
But now the nations have come to Canada.
但是今天世界不同的国家已经来到加拿大。
Often when I'm out here, I come from Calgary out here, and I'm out here on the west coast, I go down number 5 road in Richmond.
我住在靠加里的，但是当我来到温哥华的时候，很多时候我去这个列治文的第五路。
Do you know number 5 road?
大家都认识第五路。
Drive down it sometime.
当你有机会是揸车那里经过。
Some people call it the road to heaven.
有些人说这个是天堂之路。
Some call it religion road.
有些人说这个是宗教之路。
But you'll see the whole spectrum of global religions right there.
因为那里看到有世界不同的宗教聚会的地方的场合。
A Sikh temple, a Hindu temple, a Buddhist temple.
有这些是回教、清真寺、有石刻教。
A Muslim mosque and a whole host of churches.
清真寺和其他很多不同的会堂。
And the question I have is this the future of Canada?
要问大家就是这个是不是加拿大的前路呢?
Will Canada become more religiously diverse?
加拿大越来越是这个是宗教的分开。
And if the nations are coming to Canada, what does that mean for what it means to be the church here in Canada?
如果世界不同的宗教来到温哥华了，我们教会今天的任务是怎样呢？
When I was a seminary student in the 1970s, I'm sure there was a mosque in Canada, but I did not know where it was.
当我仍然是神学生的时候，我肯定在加拿大起码有一间是这些是清真寺的回教寺，但我不知道在哪里。
But if you come to Ambrose University in Calgary now,
但今天你来 Ambrose 大学探我们，
maybe you're going to be a seminary student there.
来读神学。
And you're downtown and you get on the light rail transit out to our campus.
当你从这个地铁出来走去我们大学的时候呢
And you're on the train and you're coming to the last stop where you have to get off in order to visit Ambrose University and Seminary.
当你是最后一个站要下车来我们大学的时候呢
The last building you see before that stop is a mosque.
在那个站之前的一个很大的建筑物就是一个的清真寺。
This is Canada.
这个就是加拿大了。
All of our students know where there's a mosque now.
现在所有的学生都知道那个清真寺在哪里。
To take just that example, the Islamic or Muslim community.
今天的回教的宗教。
They're not just on the far side of the world in Middle East or in Indonesia.
不是在这个中东在印尼那里。
They're our neighbors.
是我们的邻居。
They're your co-workers.
是你的同事。
The world has come to Canada.
世界今天来到加拿大。
And we need to stop thinking that somehow missions is to the regions beyond way over there.
我们要停止再成日觉得话我们的差传要去到远方。
It still is that, but it's not only that.
仍然要差去远方，但系嗰个唔系我哋单单嘅任务。
Can you nod your heads a little bit so I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say?
大家可以耷下头，我知你冇瞓觉。
That is, the nations have come to Canada. They're just down the street.
唔同嘅国家嚟到我哋就喺我哋教会嘅前面。
And that means all of our students need to be equipped to function in a multi-religious society.
所以所有我们大学的学生都要能够装备来面对这些不同的宗教、不同的民族。
This is the new Canada.
这个就是新的加拿大。
And frankly, it's very exciting.
很诚实跟你说，这个是非常之刺激的。
I was preaching on this topic a couple of years ago in Vernon, British Columbia.
在这个 Vernon, BC 省几年前呢，我是讲这个题目。
A whole congregation of people of European descent.
整个教会都是欧洲的人。
It didn't look like Canada or Vancouver.
它完全不像我们加拿大。
And I described, I described number five road.
我跟他说这个列治文的第五路。
And I asked the question, is this a problem or is it an opportunity?
那我问他了。加拿大第五路咁多呢啲唔同宗教嘅教會，究竟呢個係一個機會啊，抑或係危機咧
？And I could tell they weren't saying amen to that one.
佢哋冇講，they didn't say.
They didn't say amen.
哦，佢哋冇講阿門。
They said keep it in Richmond. We don't want it in Vernon.
話千，你留翻俾啲傳聞啊，千祈唔好嚟 Vernon 我哋呢度。
And I was frustrated because it was an Alliance Church.
我當時非常嘅覺得係惆悵，因為呢個係個宣道會嚟噶嘛。
We should be excited that the nations are coming to Canada.
佢應該為到呢個唔同嘅民族國家嚟到咧而感到興奮。
So I want to ask you personally.
今日我要個人問你哋。
If I'm right that this is what the Spirit is doing in our day.
如果我係啱嘅，呢個就係今日聖靈嘅工作。
If the epicenter of global mission is moving to the global south.
如果呢個係福音差傳嘅中心已經係移到去呢個世地球嘅南邊。
If God is calling people into business and education and the arts,
如果神今日系呼召嗰啲喺商科喺音乐当中出嚟服侍嘅人
，and if the nations are coming to Canada,
而呢个世界各个民族已经嚟到加拿大
，what implications does this have for you and me personally?
呢一个嘅挑战对于你我系咩意思咧
？That when you and I personally think about the call of God on our lives,
当你同我是回应到神对我们生命的呼召的时候呢
As God is inviting us, like Paul and Barnabas in Acts 13, to participate in what the Spirit is and was and is doing.
好像在使徒行传当中，神是呼召保罗和巴拿巴给他这个使命。
What does this mean for you?
今天这个的教导对我们有什么意义呢？
But I also want to ask about Vancouver Chinese Alliance Church.
同样我要问到这个乃加宣道会。
VCAC is uniquely positioned in one of the most multicultural cities in the world.
今日我哋呢街宣道会喺呢一个系多元文化宗教嘅民族当中一个好特别嘅战略性嘅地位。
On the edge of the Pacific,
我哋喺呢个亚洲亚太嘅。
You have a global perspective.
我哋一个系世界观。
You have an emerging generation of leaders.
我哋有好多系兴起嘅领袖。
And I ask then the question.
我要问他们一个问题。
What does it mean to be Vancouver Chinese Alliance Church not in the 18th, 19th, or 20th centuries, but today?
我们今天不再是活在过去的很多个世纪，是今天这个世纪当中，你成为一个乃宣的会友，有什么神对你一个的挑战呢？
And my prayer is that God would bless each one of you.
我祷告就是神会赐福给每一位。
As you seek to participate in what God is doing.
你去追求是参与这个福音的行列。
And I pray God's blessing on this congregation.
我为到神的赐福而祈祷。
As you seek to be a missional people in this time and in this place.
在今日、今时、这个地方成为一间是宣教差传的教会。
God bless you each one.
神赐福每一位。Say amen.
Yeah, right.